拜登欢迎参议院通过疫情纾困法案。参议院一致通过法案，加强监督孔子学院。跨党派众议员起草法案，加速维吾尔难民申请。3月8号星期一，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。拜登总统欢迎美国国会参议院通过美国救援计划，并且说这个法案除了能够解除美国人民因为疫情带来的苦痛，更投资未来，让美国在国际上与中国竞争。此外，3月7号是美国民权运动上血腥星期天的56周年纪念，拜登总统签署改善投票管道行政命令，进一步保障美国人的投票权利。详细情况请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅，
美国国会参议院在6月3号的星期六的下午呢，通过了这个参议院版本的美国救援计划。那么这个版本呢，预计它总值差不多有到1.9万亿美元。那么呢，这个在通过这个法案之后呢，我们知道这参议院版本跟众议院的版本其实有一些不一样，也就是呢，参议院版本当中删除了包括15块美元的这个最低工资，以及呢有这个部分的美国人拿到这1400美元纾困金支票的这个。美国人的数量呢将会减少。那目前呢，拜登总统已经在星期六晚上在白宫表示说，他欢迎参议院通过的这个版本，并且呢希望众议院尽快在本周之内进行审议通过。那么送到白宫之后呢，他将会签署成案。那拜登总统同时也表示呢，在星期五的时候就已经有高达519,064个美国人死于新冠病毒了，所以他说呢，更行的显示这个美国救援计划的重要性。他表示呢，这个计划不只能够来解救深受疫情所苦的美国人，来也能够呢创造就业的机会，提高美国人的工资，让美国增强实力之后，可以在世界上与中国来竞争。我们来看一下拜登总统在白宫针对这个美国救援计划是怎么说的。
The economists, as I said, left, right, and center, say in addition to the needs the people have, we need this to grow the economy.That if we haven't spent this money and recreated the kind of incentive for people to be able to make a good living, that we'd be in real trouble. This will create millions of new jobs. It's estimated over 6 million new jobs by itself, increase the gross domestic product by $1 trillion, put our nation in a position to outcompete the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is moving, particularly China.
那么更多呢关于这个美国救援计划在参议院当中通过的这个相关报道呢，我们来看一则美国之音的电视报道。
参议院在星期五和星期六经过冗长的辩论后，最终以50票赞成、49票反对的结果通过了总额19,000亿美元的新冠疫情纾困法案。
This bill will deliver more help to more peopleThan anything the federal government has done in decades. It is broader, deeper, and more comprehensive in helping working families and lifting people out of poverty than anything Congress has seen or accomplished in a very long time.
法案表决前进行了一系列条文变更，并就直接付款资格等有争议的条款达成妥协，以争取温和派民主党籍参议员的支持。
For Americans who doubted that the government can help them in this time of crisis, you'll be getting direct checks. Your schools will receive assistance to reopen quickly and safely. Your local businesses will get another lifeline. And the day when you receive the vaccine will be a lot sooner.
由于两院版本存在分歧，该法案将在本星期送至由民主党掌控多数席位的众议院进行最后表决。共和党参议员说，法案规模过于庞大，而且部分援助措施与新冠疫情无关。
We could have worked together to speed up victory, but our Democratic colleagues made a decision. Their top priority wasn't pandemic relief, it was their Washington wish list. So, Mr. President and colleagues, I strongly recommend a no vote.
这项法案的开支额度接近美国经济规模的十分之一。法案也体现了拜登总统防控疫情和提振经济的总体思路。
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise to do the right thing for the American people during this crisis and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed.
这次表决耗时将近27小时，是参议院历史上最长的一次。共和党籍参议员没有人支持这项法案。美国之音电视新闻。
那么3月7号呢，同时也是美国民运史上的血腥星期天的纪念日。那么在1965年的3月7号星期天呢，有大约600名的这个民权的活动人士，那么当中呢也包括了有这个著名的马丁路德金博士呢，他们一起从这个阿拉巴马州的萨尔马市要走前往到这个阿拉巴马州的首府蒙哥马利市，来这个争取非裔美国人的投票权利。不过呢，这个游行的民众才走了六个街口，就在那个六个街口之外的爱德蒙佩图斯桥呢，遭遇到了州警察使用武力驱赶，最后导致了有17人住院，50人受伤，当中呢也包括了后来参政并且呢当选联邦众议员的已故议员刘易斯议员。那么在当天晚上呢，一位白人牧师瑞伯以及另外三位在白天跟他一起参加游行的牧师们受到了一群种族分子的袭击，瑞伯牧师是不治身亡。那么现场的情况透过了电视的转播震惊了美国各界，于是呢美国国会采取了行动，在当年的这个3月17号就提出了跨党派的选举权法案，参众两院通过之后呢，由当时的美国总统约翰逊在8月6号签署成法。那拜登总统在2021年的3月7号星期天的上午，透过视频参加了马丁与科瑞塔团结早餐，来纪念这个重要的日子，并且追悼已逝的名誉人士。我们来看一下拜登总统在这个追悼仪式上是怎么说的。
In 2020, our very democracy on the line, even in the midst of a pandemic.More Americans voted than ever before. Multiple recounts in states and decisions of more than 60 cases from judges appointed by my predecessor, including at the Supreme Court, upheld the integrity of this historic election. You know, during the current legislative session, elected officials in 43 states have already introduced over 250 bills to make it harder for Americans to vote.We cannot let them succeed. Today, on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, I'm signing an executive order to make it easier for eligible voters to register to vote and improve access to voting. Every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
好的，以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的连线报道。美国国防部长奥斯汀可能在下星期访问印度。印度政府一位不透露姓名的消息人士星期天告诉路透社，奥斯汀计划在3月15日的那个星期跟印度国防部长辛格会晤。有分析认为，印度和中国去年发生冲突与对峙，边境紧张局势升温，新德里目前正在试图实现其防御体系的现代化。美印正寻求加强合作，深化军事联系，以对抗中国在亚太地区日益增长的实力。美国参议院一致同意通过一项法案，旨在加强对孔子学院的监督。来自路易斯安那州的肯尼迪参议员提出了这个议案。肯尼迪参议员说，孔子学院除了名字，一切都在中共控制之下。上周四在参议院通过的这个法案，将削减校内设有孔子学院却不遵守新的监督规则和条例的大学的联邦拨款。该法案将送交众议院审议。 美国和欧盟同意把因飞机补贴争端而实施的价值数十亿美元的进口关税暂停四个月，并致力于在世界贸易组织解决这个持续了16年的争端。白宫说，拜登总统和欧盟委员会主席冯德莱恩星期五通话时同意暂停这些关税，提到双方的共同价值观以及这个全球最大的贸易与投资关系。双方表示，任何解决方案都必须聚焦中国。双方在当天一份联合声明中表示，通过谈判达成的解决方案的关键内容将包括关于未来在该行业提供支持的约束，以及应对像中国这样的非市场经济体的新加入者扭曲贸易的做法以及构成的挑战。两名跨党派的国会众议员正在起草一项加快维吾尔难民申请的法案。多伊奇和迪亚斯巴拉特计划提出维吾尔人人权保护法。如果该法案获得通过，它将使维吾尔人的申请在美国难民体系中成为第二优先类，并将允许申请人直接以难民身份向美国政府提出申请，减少了北京可能会得到第三国的通知并要求将他们驱逐回中国的担忧。这是首个支持在中国面临迫害的以穆斯林为主的少数民族移民的立法努力。示威人群周六聚集在美国华盛顿的中国大使馆外，抗议中国在缅甸军队的政变当中拒绝站在缅甸民众一边。
现场除了有居住在美国的缅甸人之外，还有支持香港反送中运动的活动人士前来声援抗议示威。一位华裔缅甸人用中文表达了对中国政府的不满。
我希望中方政府不要帮助缅甸军方谋杀里面的人，请勇敢地站出来，站在缅甸人民方面来说话。
自从2月1日缅甸军方发动政变并引发民众抗议以来，联合国估计已经有至少50名抗议者在示威中身亡。美国国务院多次呼吁中国利用其与缅甸军方的关系发挥建设性作用。
There have been a number of conversations with Chinese officials at different levels, and our message in all of those conversations has been consistent. The world, every responsible, constructive member of the international community needs to use.Its voice needs to work to bring this coup to an end and to restore the democratically elected government in Burma.
政变发生后不久，中国阻止了联合国安理会对政变发表谴责声明，但后来加入了其他成员国，呼吁释放民选政府领袖昂山素季。中国外交部长王毅周日表示，希望缅甸各方保持冷静，防止新的流血事件发生。一些缅甸活动人士认为中国在缅甸军队发动的政变中提供了帮助，中国外交部则予以否认。美国之音电视报道。
非裔美国人乔治·弗洛伊德去年在被警察拘留期间丧生的案件引发了全国性的抗议。在事件发生9个月之后，涉事警员德里克·肖万将因涉嫌谋杀而接受审判。弗洛伊德的家人对审判结果表示乐观，但法律专家说，现行美国法律与为该案的审理带来一定挑战。来看美国之音的报道。
2020年5月，非洲裔美国人乔治·弗洛伊德在被警察拘留期间丧生，引发了从明尼苏达州蔓延到全美的抗议警察暴行和反对系统性种族主义的活动。在事件发生9个月后，涉事警员德里克·肖万将因涉嫌谋杀时年46岁的弗洛伊德而接受审判。乔治·弗洛伊德的家人希望法庭判决肖万对弗洛伊德之死负有责任，并对判决结果表示乐观。
We talked about it.We prayed about it. We're going to keep faith. We're optimistic about what's going to happen because we have a great team behind us. We feel that we will get a conviction and we will get justice.
It took the world to stand still through COVID to witness what we see as minorities in this country. For 400 years, it took the world to stand still to see our brother.And Gigi's father to lie on that ground for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
星期六，包括此前涉警案件受害者家属在内的一些市民聚集在位于圣保罗市的明尼苏达州州长官邸前，要求对案件进行公正的审理。
My hope is that this officer and all of the officers are held accountable for the wrong that was done to George Floyd. My fear is that they won't do the right thing like they haven't done for the rest of our families.
I hope that Chauvin is convicted.Not with a third degree, because what he did was bad. We're all seeing what he did, and I hope that they don't say that George Floyd died of a drug overdose when the world seen Chauvin knee in his neck.
法学专家说，现行的美国法律和陪审团制度为该案的审理带来一定挑战。
Under American law, police officers.Are given a certain amount of authority to use force, and the U.S. Supreme Court has granted police officers certain limited or limited liability or partial liability against being held responsible.
3月8日起，本案将首先挑选陪审团成员。大卫·舒尔茨说，控辩双方都将努力找出12名陪审员和4名后备陪审员。而陪审员的挑选所注重的是对案情立场的中立，这对于已在全国高调曝光的本案审理上形成了一定的挑战。美国之音新闻报道。
加利福尼亚州的朱拉维斯塔警察局正在使用无人机帮助警方抓捕嫌疑犯并了解事发现场。来看美国之音记者塔博的报道。
朱拉维斯塔警察局接到119电话，然后发送无人机来追踪潜在的嫌疑犯，并为地面警官发来现场的实时视频。直到他们可以到达现场。
This individual was someone that probably could have created tremendous challenges for our community. We determined that the vehicle was actually stolen. We could see that he jumped over a fence and went into a dumpster and threw something in there that we later determined was actually a stolen handgun.
朱拉维斯塔警察局是美国越来越多的寻求无人机的帮助的执法和公共安全机构之一。根据非盈利计划无人机响应于2020年3月进行的一项调查，约有4000个公共安全机构制定了无人机计划，其中40%以上是执法部门。但是更多上空的目光意味着可能会对社区进行更多监视，并可能侵犯人们的隐私。
Drones are a tool like any other, and they can be used for good or scary purposes. What we don't want to see is a world where police drones are crisscrossing the skies with no regulations, collecting video left and right, going to every little incident, or being used for routine mass surveillance.
朱拉维斯塔警察局有7架视频摄像无人机，可将信息送回总部。
A drone is able to respond quicker. It does not have to maneuver through traffic. The drones can just fly overhead and get there as quick as possible.
自2018年以来，该部门的无人机作为第一响应者计划已经回应了4000多个服务请求，并帮助逮捕了600多人。
It gives our officers so much information so that we can keep the community safe, the subjects we encounter safe, and the officers safer.
美国公民自由联盟的斯坦利所倡导的是，警察部门在使用无人机方面应保持透明。
We've been pushing local laws.That require police departments to get the permission of the city council or other elected body before they deploy new surveillance technologies.
肯尼迪警长同意这些政策，并说这就是为什么朱拉维斯塔警察局的无人机仅在出警行动中使用。
Our drone responds to radio calls. We also put up on our web page 24 hours after the fact.Every single location that our drone has flown to and gives a definition of why we responded there.
技术在警务工作中可能会发挥更大的作用。
I believe we are at the beginning of a revolution of what drones can do for law enforcement.
美国之音记者塔博报道。
在美国，政治和娱乐的界限变得越来越模糊，人们选择收看和收听的节目也反映出这是一个在政治上分裂的国家。来看美国之音记者李爱琳的报道。
内特·帕格特和他的弟弟海登的住处相隔2000公里，而他们之间政治观点的差距也简直一样宽。
We rarely see eye to eye on policy.
这对兄弟生长在共和党人的家庭。内特上大学的时候有次回家过节。
We got into an argument about politics, and that was when we all realized, oh, he is not like us.
这对兄弟对娱乐的看法反映出他们的政治观点。内特是个民主党人，他喜欢主题和他看法一致的节目和音乐。
Seek out artists because of their political leaning, but I will say that I find myself gravitating towards like songs that have a political or social message that I agree with.
对于电视节目，海登·帕吉特不喜欢有意图的节目。
Where I start to censor myself and what I watch is when I feel like I'm being preached to about politics.
不过，南加州大学教授克里斯蒂娜·贝兰托尼说。好莱坞在节目里加入更多的社会评论，因而变得政治化。
You're seeing a real effort to include diversity of storyline that has permeated shows that more people on the left watch. There are writers' rooms in LA who are attempting to do this and really influence that.
运动比赛也注入了政治色彩。
Colin Kaepernick has become this lightning rod, whereas sports used to be a pretty unifying thing.
2016年，美式足球运动员克林·卡佩尼克在唱国歌的时候跪下，抗议警察对少数族裔的残酷行径。许多职业球员追随他的榜样。
I thought, great, you know, that's really good. My problem with Colin Kaepernick was not that he was kneeling; it was that he started kneeling and stopped playing well.
政治热情上升，有些人抗议卡佩尼克的抗议行为。
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, "Get that son of a off the field right now, out."
Donald Trump amplifies everything. He has from the very beginning. He's someone that understands mass media. He could motivate people to boycott or support something if they agreed with him politically.
I frankly don't want either our sports players or our entertainers to really tell me their political opinions.
贝兰托尼说，一个新总统并不意味着娱乐的分歧作用会减少，特别是在消费内容的渠道比以往任何时候都多的时候。
You can, you know, vote your voice with your click of your remote control. The financial incentive for division is good for everyone. It's good for political consultants. It's good for social media companies.
他说，许多声称厌倦政治的美国人通过自己所做的选择加剧了分裂。
Particularly when it comes to their own social circles and starting to associate more with people that have the same political views they do, and then that really narrows the focus of what they consume.
Yeah, 帕格特兄弟能够走出他们的社交圈子，彼此讨论政治。
I would hope that we leave those conversations more thoughtful. It helps us both see the other side better and then therefore have better opinions, be more informed, understand other people more.
兄弟间的理解在了解对方并非意识的时候产生了。美国之音记者李爱琳，洛杉矶报道。
在电影领域，2021年似乎是妇女的风光年，每个星期都要发行几十部女性导演表现复杂的女性世界的电影和电视剧，而且广受好评，其中很多将进驻奥斯卡奖。来看美国之音记者普劳的报道。
前程似锦的女孩是埃莫若德·芬内尔导演的一部黑色喜剧，描写30岁身负任务的凯西。他曾是一个前途似锦的医科学生。
I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
Okay. You are so pretty.
凯西假装自己喝醉无助，引诱色狼，并且惩罚他们。这是对他最要好的朋友之死的抵偿。这个朋友是性侵犯的受害者。十年前在大学自杀身亡。
You gotta let it go. 10 years later, and she's still living very much in the center of the trauma of what happened to her. But she's trying to find a way through it, and her way through it is to sort of one by one, correct injustices.
凯莉·穆里根说：“这部电影流露出微妙的恐怖。
is not the extremes and the absolute worst violence that is experienced by women or the worst violations. It's the really subtle stuff that we've just become so used to in our society.
已经有传言说这部电影可能获得奥斯卡提名。
Sophie Marziano。
以色列裔美国导演西加尔·阿文导演的《失去爱丽丝》是一部关于两个女人之间力量激荡的以色列黑色电视影集。以色列女演员阿耶莱特·祖勒饰演的爱丽丝是一个40岁左右的导演，她在生活中同时扮演艺术家、母亲和妻子的角色。索菲是一名年轻激情的编剧和演员，她充满创造力，而且野心勃勃。这两个女子在火车上相遇，展开一段伙伴关系。爱丽丝执导索菲的剧本，这是一部情色的心理惊悚片，由爱丽丝著名的丈夫担任主演。女演员阿耶莱特·祖勒说，这种三角的性关系更像一个现实故事，讲述女性艺术家为了创意和成功所愿付出的代价，以及比较老的和比较年轻的女子之间的较劲，还有妇女为获得一切而毫无愧疚。
A woman has to do something awful to save her kids, or something questionable to save her kids or her marriage or something. It has to have a reason, otherwise we can't forgive her. But in this case, what Sigal has done is that she does it for herself, just because she wants to.
这个系列影集正在100多个国家线上播出。奥斯卡最佳女主角奖和格莱美最佳女歌手奖得主珍妮佛·哈德森将艾瑞莎·富兰克林搬上了力所汤米的传记片《尊重》的大屏幕上。这部电影描述这位灵魂歌后从童年时期的教堂诗班歌手到她成为国际超级巨星的崛起经过。美国之音记者普劳报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。